This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes, ladies and gents. My name is Rich Bradbury. Today I'm in the studio with
Arvind Raj
and Audrey Raj.
With you for about another 15 minutes if you want to get in touch regarding our topic today. Is it possible to be private and digitally social at the same time? Bit of an interesting discussion we've been having about this. And we've kind of, I think many of us come to the conclusion of if you are on the internet in any way, shape or form, you cannot be private to the, well, at all, really. We've got pixels that are tracking us via emails. We have our data that is stored on things like People, where it's found out that Arvin is stalking Hugh Jackman. You know, little things like that, which yeah, probably yeah. You probably haven't done it for a few years now, Arv, but, you know, it's still there, right?
A few years,
it's still
a few hours.
I don't want to comment. You know, people
we'll
are people.
We'll never know.
We'll never know. Hot Yoda 97. Remember that one, ladies and gents. just Google that, in fact. But no, once it's there forever, right? So, and that's a little bit of a worrying thing. And the only thing you can really do from what Matt was saying, you know, disassociate yourself with anything that is related to Facebook. That includes Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram. There's a whole bunch of others as well. Get off of Google. The only kind of messaging apps you can use is stuff like Signal and Telegram. You know, and then you're kind of putting yourself into this effective digital corner where not many other people are, which might not necessarily be a bad thing, but you won't have many friends if you do that. Because everybody's on social media one way or another. Some have accepted it. Some have dealt with it. Some are just like, you know, doing this whole I am coming off of social media. Technically, you never are. Anyway, that's where we are. If you want to get in touch, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter and Instagram, at BFM Radio. Speaking of Google, Google's temp workers win crucial benefits, but they'll have to wait a few years. Why have they got to wait?
I will get to that in just a bit. So Google said it will require temporary and contracted workers to receive full benefits from companies it works with in the coming years. So basically, these workers are referred to as TVCs. They're short for temporary workers, vendors and contractors. And what happened was the benefits for these TVCs will now include comprehensive health care, 12 weeks of paid parental leave, a minimum wage of $15 an hour, and $5,000 a year in tuition reimbursement.
Wow.
This is according to a Google spokesperson. This was announced on Tuesday. And companies will have until January 2020 to meet the minimum wage requirement and until 2022 to roll out comprehensive healthcare. So this, of course, like I said, mentioned earlier, includes vendors who work for companies that are contracted by Google and independent contractors, as well as Google temporary staff. Now, this comes after months of protests from Google's shadow workforce of temporary workers, vendors and contractors who say that they are treated unfairly. These workers have challenged their working conditions and Google's ethics. So, you know, this sounds like, you know, a little victory for them, right? Sounds like good news. It's not. Here's why.
Audrey.
Okay.
I mean, come on.
Well, I'm just saying it as it is. Okay. So Google recently abruptly laid off 30 plus members of its voice assistant team. So these are the folks who essentially work to localize the Google assistant in different countries and give them personalities, right?
Yeah.
And in the way they respond to you. The team was informed that there would be a change in strategy and that the company would not be honoring the remainder of their contracts. And so with little to lose, the temps built a consensus within the company and started distributing a letter which garnered over 900 signatures in support. And basically what they wanted was that Google pay out the remainder of their contracts and let the full-timers acknowledge the work that they did. And also, you know, to convert the other TVCs who were not let go into full-time staff, because they are actually a big bulk of the Google workforce. So these temps, they basically do not receive healthcare or any other benefits, and they lose a portion of their earnings to the staffing agency that placed them in Google to begin with. So they have so much to lose when they're just told, okay, you don't have to come into work tomorrow.
Mm.
And with these new benefits, right, like I mentioned earlier, the parental leave, they get at least 8 sick days, comprehensive health care, $15 an hour minimum wage. All this will come into effect, not now, but 2020 or 2022 in the case of healthcare. So the maximum amount of time TVCs can work at Google is 2 years. So while this remains an important step forward, it's just not a move that is likely to improve anyone who is either temping or vending or contracting at Google at this moment.
So they're future-proofing, effectively.
Yes.
And they're allowed to stay there for 2 years,
yeah.
Is what you're saying. So $15 per hour, health insurance, 8 paid 6 days, 12 weeks of paid parental leave, and $5,000 per year in tuition reimbursement.
Yeah, but for
temporary staff.
Yeah, but for anyone who's currently a temp staff or a contractor or a vendor at Google right now, because they're working maximum, their contract can be 2 years, right? They're not going to be able to enjoy
any
of this. And those 30 people who were laid off? You know, they weren't even acknowledged in this announcement.
Well, there's that old saying about, you know, you know that when you're planting a seed, you're not going to be around to sit in its shade, right?
Yeah, true.
So that sounded quite...
But, you know,
very
like,
wise.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, very wise.
Yeah, thank you.
But also, like, for me, when I read this story, I was just like, why isn't Google doing more? You know, they are a company in the public spotlight for every single thing that they do.
Yeah, and their motto is, used to be, don't be evil.
Don't be evil.
Yeah. You know, so why is it that they're not doing this? And it just comes down to the fact that... these TVCs, these temporary staff, their contractors and their vendors account for half of the Google workforce.
So they can't just flip the switch because they'd have an awful lot of work to do.
So I understand they can't immediately flip the switch, but look at how much they...
But technically they could, right?
Yeah.
If they really wanted to.
They could, but it's just, I think it comes down to a matter of cost.
Yeah.
I don't know if they could just like flip the switch like that. I think this isn't actually Google's fault. It's a culture thing. Like all over the world, like, you know, people look at temp workers or temp staff as lesser than permanent staff. Mm. It's like it's a loophole in like the work system. It's an easy way to get people to work for you. There's less paperwork. You don't have to pay them benefits. And then they work for you for slightly higher pay if they don't ask you questions about the contract.
That's very true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I have a... My brother, in fact, for many years has worked temporary contracts, partly because he didn't want to be tied to one company forever. And he gets paid a higher rate than the normal staff, a slightly higher rate.
Slightly, yeah.
But he has no job guarantee. Mm-hmm. You know, he has no healthcare benefits. He has issues with taxes, all kinds of stuff. And it's about that ability, I suppose, you know, it's about that ability as a worker to kind of pick and choose who you work for and walk out whenever you want to be able to walk out and think, you know, I don't want to work tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously some of these TVCs that have come in with that mindset of like, I'm working for Google. I'd like to work perhaps a little bit longer. And whilst I'm here, I would like some of the benefits that I'm seeing some of the other staff get.
Yeah.
And I don't see that as being, you know, an issue. But if you're going in as a TVC, you must know that you're not going to get these benefits, I suppose.
Yeah, but I mean, sometimes companies know that as well. They know that you want to get one foot in the door.
Yeah.
And then they're like, we don't have positions or we don't have headcount for like a permanent staff position, but you can do temp work.
Yeah.
And what they do is they sort of like, they get into the company thinking that they might be like, you know, like a permanent staff in the future, like 2 years down the road or something, which most of the time doesn't happen.
Right, right. Folks, we've got to wrap up this show for today. We have been talking about whether or not it's been possible to be private and live a digitally social life at the same time. We've touched on quite a few topics, but this is a really, really broad topic, and there's stuff that we've not kind of explored a little bit that perhaps we can do going further down the road. If we could talk about stuff like, you know, KOLs and influencers and all of that kind of stuff who have chosen to thoroughly throw themselves into this world and become, you know, somebody who has literally no private life, you know, and that's something that perhaps we can explore on another show. I think that'd be interesting too. Thank you for all of your texts, your tweets, and everything in between. Very quickly, we will run through what we covered on this show today. We started off, of course, with that story about whether or not it's possible to be private and digitally social at the same time.
Then how your emails are spying on you and how you can shut that down.
Then we spoke about how CDOs or chief digital officers are going extinct.
Yes, and finally that story about how Google's TVCs have won crucial benefits, but they'll have to wait for a few years at least.
That's all the time we have for today. I'd like to thank Matt Armitage from the founder of CulturePop.com, MSP, and of course Geek Squawk, our producer Christian Wong, who's been with us with us here in the studio and did all the prep work for the show. Thank you very much, Chris. Wrapping up, though, coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. Boardroom Limited, described as a leading corporate and advisory services company, is looking to expand regionally, with Malaysia's Symphony House being its first large acquisition. The Breakfast Grill spoke to its group CEO, Kim Teo, on the company's strategy moving forward. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. You have been listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9. Have yourselves a lovely afternoon.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.